Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 14th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of the author of 52 books and many, many articles and short stories, Emily Hahn, born in St. Louis in 1905. She was the first woman in the history of the University of Wisconsin to graduate with a degree in mining engineering. Then followed several years of drifting, as she said. I needed money, began to write in order to earn some. She taught geology at Hunter College for a couple of years, took off for Europe, and in 1930, at the age of 25, she published her first book, a treatise on courtship called Seductio ad Absurdum, The Principles and Practices of Seduction, a Beginner's Handbook. She traveled around Europe, joined a Red Cross mission to the Belgian Congo, spent 9 months there, then stayed in Africa another year, lived with a pygmy tribe, traveled around Central Africa on foot. Her experiences formed the basis of several of her books, including a travel memoir, Congo Solo, a novel with naked foot, and Africa to Me, a collection of articles she wrote for The New Yorker on the subject of emerging nationalism in Africa. She kept moving. She went through England. She worked for a while at the British Museum, moved to China to teach English, wrote for The New Yorker there, moved into an apartment in the red light district of Shanghai, had a pet gibbon, which she took with her to dinner parties. She became romantically involved with a number of prominent men in Shanghai, including the poet Sin Mei Cao, who taught her to smoke opium, and she became addicted. In Hong Kong, Emily Hahn became lovers with a British spy, Major Boxer, had a baby girl by him shortly before Hong Kong was invaded by the Japanese. She recounted these experiences in her memoir, China to Me, which was a great literary success. She and Boxer married. They moved to his estate in England, had another child there. Emily Hahn lived a domestic life in rural England for a few years and then escaped to New York, bought an apartment, wrote memoir and autobiography there, and continued to go into her office at The New Yorker. When she was in her early 90s, she wrote right up until the end. She died at the age of 92. Emily Hahn, who said, "Nobody said not to go." Here's a poem by Grace Paley entitled Winter Afternoon. Old men and women walk by my window. They're frightened. It's icy winter time. They take small steps. They're looking at their feet. They're glad to be going. They hate the necessity. Sometimes the women wear heels. Why do they do this? The old women's heads are bent. They see their shoes, which are often pointy. These shoes were made for crossed legs in the evening, pointing. Sometimes the old men walk a dog. The dog moves too fast. The man stands still. The dog stands still. The smells come to the dog floating from the square earth of the plane tree, from the tires of cars at rest. All this interesting life and adventure comes to the waiting dog. The man doesn't know this. The street is too icy. Old women in pointy shoes and high heels pass him, their necks in fur collars bent, their eyes watch their small, slippery feet. A poem entitled Winter Afternoon by Grace Paley from Begin Again, Collected Poems, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.